You know you're such a fucking lady, right?
Hey ladies, you are now tuned in to She Knows Podcast, hosted by Miss Brownstone. If you are new, hit that subscribe button. Welcome to the family. And if you are old, welcome back, bitch. You have to get into some juicy topics.
And she told me that she make them come fast.
Why you acting like that? You ain't tripping, you been in your bag. Good girl, why you look so bad? And she told me that she make them come fast.
It's giving rich vibes.
Alright, let's cook.
What is it giving? 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 It's giving me hoe. It's giving me slower. It's giving me broke. It's giving me poor. But what is it giving? 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 It's giving me hope. It's giving me slower. It's giving me rock. It's giving me.
Good morning, ladies. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night if you're listening at night. Okay. So today we about to get into some things. Okay, honey. Child. Today's episode won't be long. Today we're going to talk about something that I've been wanting to touch on. It actually irritates me that we even have to talk about this. Not even going to hold you. I feel like we should know better. We should know better. At our big old age, we should know better. Okay? I want to talk about... I don't know if I want to put this in one episode or two, but we're gonna call this "Be a fucking lady." That's not cute, or that's not cute. Be a fucking lady, okay? So this is part one of be a fucking lady, okay? This is part one, okay? So let's get into some things. So it's this thing that I've been noticing, and I think we talked about this in the whole does anybody have class these days? Okay. Does anybody have class these days? We already said that that's a no. I think we talked about it in that episode, and I was saying, like, the shit I seen, honey, because, woo, we talked about women twerking at the restaurants on the table. We talked about, you know, just go back to the episode. We were talking about class and how nobody has class these days, okay? I want to talk about... It's in the same field, but how does a lady act? Now, I know I come on here and I cuss like a sailor. Let's get this out the way before we get to today's episode. I know I come on here and I cuss like a sailor. Some of y'all come on to my Instagram and I be having my little rants and I be cussing like a sailor there too. But I want to let you know something. Entertainment purposes is one thing. How you are out in the world is another. Social media is for entertainment purposes. As for this podcast, as for Instagram, all those things. But I don't conduct myself like that on a regular. Imagine seeing me at a 5-star restaurant. And I'm sitting there like, because honey, you got me fucked up. Bitch, where's the steak? You got the steak, honey? Because I can't. Imagine me being so animated at a restaurant. Like that. Imagine me being taken to an art gallery and I'm talking during the tour through the art gallery. I'm talking to the person that's giving us a tour and I'm saying some crazy ass.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
As shit, and I'm like, you see that girl ass? It's fat, ain't it? You know, just imagine that. Like, just imagine in places where I'm not supposed to behave like this, I'm behaving in this manner. You would not want to listen to She Knows. You'd be like, this bitch don't know shit. What the fuck? Okay, you would not want to listen to She Knows. I think that the way you behave, the way you react, it plays a role on where you're at. Okay, where you at is what brings out certain type of people and what you doing. So we're on this platform. I'm be as animated, I'm be as entertaining as possible because I don't want y'all to fall asleep. Okay, it is what it is, bitch. All right, but in the real life, okay, in the real life, Miss Brownstone is not being this animated in certain events. Okay, Miss Brownstone is not cussing like a seller. Imagine me being at a job interview and cussing like a motherfucker seller. Okay, all right. So I want to get that out the way because what I'm about to say today, some people ain't gonna want to hear this, all right? And when people don't want to hear it, they try to attack you. They try to attack the person that's giving the message instead of understanding the message. And if you need it, bitch, grab it and listen, okay? So today is, we're talking about being a lady, okay? Try being a fucking lady, all right? So first, this is part one. And what I want to talk about in part one is I realized that y'all have this idea that being a lady, being elegant, being classy, being well put together means that you belittle people, that you disrespect people, that you treat people like they're your servants, that you don't have no fucking manners. I don't hear a thank you, a please, a nothing. Y'all think that being a lady is being rude. And I don't know if y'all confuse this with being a baddie, because people say that too, that being a baddie is doing what the fuck you want and da da da. And I want to like just throw up at the thought of that. You know, y'all have this idea that being a baddie is this amazing thing, but we are women. Imagine grown ass women fighting, because you can't even imagine it because it's on TV, but fighting over a pink slip for baddies. I watch Baddies Entertainment, but y'all taking what's on TV and y'all turning into real life and y'all doing this. And there's so many people have duplicated what's been done on Baddies. They got all types of shows for it. Okay. And we doing the same shit. Imagine somebody slapping you because you glanced at them. A lady. Imagine that. Imagine you doing that. That's so unladylike. Imagine you just twerking on top of cars to Sexy Red, just twerking everywhere. Imagine being at a 5-star restaurant, you twerking. Imagine thinking that what makes you bad or makes you a lady or makes you an it girl is being rude. Imagine going to a restaurant with somebody and they're being rude as hell to the waitress because they feel like they're better than her because they're paying. Imagine that. Imagine that. Imagine a world where women are out here grabbing random men's dicks. Yes, we going here. Grabbing random men's dicks for views on IG and making reels out of it in YouTube channels and shit. Imagine a world where a pretty lady is going to the hood and fucking with other women just to see, pranking them, just see if they're going to beat your ass or not. Imagine that. Well, you don't have to imagine it because this is the world that we live in. The world that we live in is women thinking that this is ladylike, that this is acceptable. It's not cute. It's not cute. I don't know why you think this nasty attitude that y'all have, and if the shoe fits, strap that bitch up and wear it. Okay, if it don't say shit. Okay, I don't know why y'all think this nasty attitude that you have is ladylike. That it increases your value. That it makes people want to be around you. Some of y'all are single because your attitude stank. It reeks. It's horrible. Hey, I'm just being honest. Now I have my days. But I treat the bum on the corner with the same respect that I would treat the president, okay? I treat the janitor at the school with the same respect that I would treat the principal. I treat the waitress at a restaurant with the same respect that I would treat the nigga that owned the restaurant, okay? The nasty stink attitude, the belittling people, the fake bougie, because that's what y'all think is bougie. It's not bougie. Okay? And my mother always liked to tell me, black people don't people that think that say bougie. White people don't say it as bougie. They just think that, you know, you like the finer things in life. Black people say bougie. The gossiping about people. See, I gossip because I'm on a platform and that's what I have to do. Famous people at that. Okay. And this is for entertainment purposes. But imagine sitting at a table with your friend talking to your friend. And all she want to do is gossip about the other girls that y'all supposed to be friends with. Did you see her shoes? That shit look a hot ass mess. You know those ain't real red bottoms. Yeah, them Uggs is ugly. Those ain't real Uggs. Her Uggs was leaning, bitch. And she just talk all this shit about the bitches y'all supposed to be friends with. And then the bitch come around, the Brenda you supposed to be friends with that she talking about. And she, hey, how you doing? It's not ladylike. It's not cute. No matter what you do, sis, keep it cute, sis. Leave that beef and shit at roof, Krista. End up toothless. Period. It's not cute. It's not cute. And you got to be careful with people that gossip about people and smile on their face or just gossip about everybody. They always got something to say. They always want to put somebody down. People who are bullies. Okay, we'll get to some things. People who are bullying people. People who have stank, nasty attitudes. People who don't have no damn manners. People who belittle people. People who are fake, bougie. People who treat people like they're beneath them. And don't get me wrong, I have my days I'd be like, bitch, you beneath me. I turn to Trina real quick. But that's when the bitch try you. Okay? But just thinking because of somebody's job title or someone's race that they're beneath you. None of that is ladylike. None of that is cute. And the people that do that, they're not happy. They don't have nothing to live for. They ain't got no nothing going on. They ain't got no motion. They ain't got no joy. Okay, joyful, joyful Lord, we adore thee. They lacking that, okay? They ain't got nothing better to do with their life. They want to treat you like they better than you the whole time. If you look in my life and see what I see. If you look into their life, you will find out that they is fucked up, bitch. They ain't got no joy. They ain't happy. They miserable. They husband cheating on them. They ain't got no money. They broke. They panties stink. They coochie stink. They got discharge in they motherfucking drawers. Y'all bitches that think y'all better than somebody, like I said, it's not cute. It's not ladylike. But y'all need a humbling experience. The next time motherfucker come around you, they got a stink ass attitude, want to talk to you like they better than you. Or the next time you catch yourself doing it, I want you to take your dirty ass into a shower. Into a bathtub and go bathe with a white rag. And when you're done, I want you to look at the white rag and realize you ain't no better than the next bitch. Look at the damn dirt coming off that motherfucker. The rag probably could get up and walk the fuck away. Okay? It's not cute. You know? And the reason why I want to bring this up is because I went out to eat with somebody. You know, everything is a learning experience, but I went out to eat with somebody and this girl, she looks well put together. You know, she acts like she's, you know, the shit. She thinks highly of herself, right? So I'm thinking, hey, I want to be where the bad bitches is at, okay? I want to be with the women that think highly of themselves, that's feeling themselves, that know that they're prized in friendships, relationships, just in life, okay? I had to take a sip of this water because the bitch is thirsty. All right. I want to be around them, okay? I want to be where the bad bitches are. So we went out. Nice restaurant we went out to. She ordered a steak, right? When she ordered her steak, she said, I would like my steak well done. But it's just the way she was talking to the waiter. That really irked me. Now, y'all know I'm a waitress, and I have been a waitress, not just now. I've been a waitress before, okay? Y'all also know that I have been a microbiologist. That's actually my career, okay? So I made more money than a lot of people my age, okay? Just being honest. I never act different from when I was serving motherfucking drinks and catering to people to when I was making $30 an hour in my 20s. I never treated the bartenders fucked up. Never treated the waitresses fucked up. Never treat when I go to a hotel and I see people, the cleaning people, the house cleaners, cleaning the house or whatever, cleaning the apartments, not the apartments. We get to that part, but cleaning the hotels. Never treated them with any disrespect at all. Never treated the workers at hotels different than I treat the workers at motels. And I know y'all like, hold up, Ms. Brown. So why the fuck was you in a motel, bitch? Because times get hard, okay? Never treated them any differently. I don't treat the janitor at the school different from the motherfucking principal, okay? Never treated them differently. Why is that? Because these people that you're looking at with these careers, I'm telling you, you don't know their story. And they could be the nicest person ever. And you never know when you're going to need somebody. And just because I make more than you, don't mean I'm less, that I'm better than you. And just because I make less than you, don't mean that you're better than me. Okay? Also because I understand that a real lady treats everyone equal. Because you never know. And even though there are levels in life and we're not all equal, okay, that's a conversation for today, which we know that. But you just never know who's watching you. You want to see if a person will treat you right, if a person has a good heart. Watch how they treat waitresses. Watch how they treat bartenders. Watch how they treat the janitors. Watch how they treat the house cleaners. Watch how they treat people who are by social status, financial status, considered beneath them. Watch how they treat them people. That's how people DM me. You know, my listeners DM me. My sissies DM me. And they hit me up. I always answer. You can't say you didn't DM me and I didn't respond. Now, even I may have responded late, bitch, because sometimes shit happens. But I talk to y'all. And I talk to y'all like y'all regular human beings because y'all are. I don't think that because you are a consumer of my content that I'm better than you. I don't have friends that listened to the podcast and became my friend. And, you know, they may have put me on a pedestal, might have been idolizing me. And in my first dinner of talking to them, I showed them I'm so down to earth that don't let this platform fool you, bitch. I'm just like you. There's no difference, okay? So back to the story at hand. She ordered a well-done steak. And the way that she was talking to this waiter really irked my nerves. Like, I wanted to, like, vomit. I didn't like it. I didn't like the way she was talking to him. She not once said, thank you, please, nothing. It really pissed me the fuck off. But it gets worse. And you know what really made me mad on top of that, about that part of pissing me off, was who the fuck orders a well-done steak? Yo. When you level up in life, see what I'm saying? It's the fake bouginess for me. When you level up in life and you experience good things, okay? You experience a little bit of luxury. You know that a well-done steak ain't it. Hey, a well-done steak ain't it. See, when you grow up in the hood or in poverty and you ain't used to shit, you thought if you had steak, you was doing something. You thought if you was doing something. And when you grew up in the hood, okay, in poverty, whatever you want to call it, they always say, you got to get that steak well done because we don't need no red in that shit. You feel me? That ain't right. That ain't right. That's nasty. This is what the people in the hood tell you. But when you go to nice restaurants and when you go out places and you order that well done steak, you realize ain't no flavor. And it's tough as fuck. You wouldn't know that unless you was living, you know. Because you got to live the lifestyle. You can't talk about it. You got to live the lifestyle, okay? Everybody knows that well-done steak ain't it. I like mine's medium well. I can even do medium rare, bitch. Because it tastes good, okay? Well done, fuck up your teeth, okay? And people in property wouldn't notice that. Because half of the time, y'all don't go to the fucking dentist. Y'all don't got no dental insurance. You feel me? You could tell, and it's going to sound fucked up, but you could tell somebody's status financially based off their teeth. My mother's a dental hygienist. I would know. You could tell, okay? How well they take care of their teeth, you could tell. All right, but that's conversation for today. I don't want y'all to be thinking I'm being stuck up. I'm just saying. These are the things that I notice. Because I can get in that bag. I can get in that fake bougie bag. Well, I want to say fake bougie. The bougie bag. I can get in the stuck up bag. I can get in the stush bag. I can get in that bag. You feel me? I be humble. You know what I'm saying? I be humble. I have my moments, though. Like, I have my moments. But you try to play me, and I'm like, fuck that. I'm sick of being humble. But I be humble. But she ordered a well-done steak. And in my mind, I was like, this bitch thinks she doing something. She ain't never had steak before in her life. Because ain't nobody in her order a well-done steak with a bitch that ain't used to shit. I'm sorry. That's just my opinion. So the steak comes out. And you know, when the steak comes out, she goes to cut it. And she realized that it's tough. And I'm like, you ordered well done. And she's like, this is tough. This is tough. What the fuck? Da, 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 da. And she like, I can't even chew it. This is nasty. It doesn't have any flavor. And she's just going off, right? So now, mind you, just not just me and her at the dinner table. It's a lot of us at this table, right? A lot of us at this table. I forgot to tell y'all that. It was somebody's function event. And she knew them. I was just there. So she's just like showing off for these people. And she's telling the people, she's like, yeah, like the steak is tough. Like, what the fuck? Blah, 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 blah. And she going off. And this is it. Like, I mean, y'all, we was at like a really nice restaurant. I can't think of the name of it. So I can't tell y'all if it was 5 stars or not. But from the way it was, I mean, the table, my mother always tell me, I don't like going to restaurants if it ain't white cloth on the table, bitch. So I knew it was nice, bitch. Okay? They had a dress code and everything, ho. Okay? And it was on water. It's a nice place. Okay? Just saying. So it's like, you going off in this restaurant is just kind of crazy to me. You know, to the people, cousin and everything. Yeah, because she's just going off about the steak. So when the waiter come over, she's like, irk my nerve. She took the plate and she pushed it. I don't want this. This is nasty. She was like, it's tough. I can't. And the waiter said, you ordered a well-done steak. You know, it was well done. She said, I didn't order well done. I ordered medium well. No, the fuck you didn't, bitch. I said, here, I heard you say well done. But she's saying that now because the people that she complained to about the steak being tough, they were saying, you know, well, did you get it well done? Because that's what happens when you get it well done. You should have got it medium well. So now she's trying to fit in. No, I ordered medium well. No, bitch, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. She also complained about the size of the steak. And I'm like, you don't know steaks come in different sizes? You didn't read what kind of steak you ordered? You didn't see the ounce? You know what I'm saying? But okay. But it's the way she treated this waiter. Pushing the plate away. Saying she don't want this. They need to remake her anew. It's just the way she was talking. You know, it's not what you say. It's how you say it. The way she was talking to him. Then when they made the steak over and it came out, she like, can I get A1 sauce? Can I get hot sauce? Can I get extra side of this, extra side of that? Oh, it needs some seasoning. Ain't no seasoning. You got some salt and pepper, some all-purpose seasoning or something? And I'm sitting here like, oh, my God. I'm like, what the fuck? I said, oh, Jesus, I'm going to need a stronger drink because this motherfucker said Gree ain't doing it. Bitch, can I get a margarita? Margarita me, please, because this bitch is crazy. I'm just sitting here and I'm lost for words because one, I couldn't believe how she was acting, but two, it was the fake bougie-ness for me. It was the fake bougie-ness for me. All right? And I'm looking, I'm like, nothing about this scene is ladylike. Who does this? Like, who does this? Like, what? I'm shocked. The way she pushed the plate for him and asked for a new plate, I wouldn't even have wanted a new plate. Like, because at that moment, I would be thinking, they gonna spit in my motherfucking food. Bitch, bye. Okay, sugar, bye, honey, bye. I don't know how you could treat people like that that's serving your food. Mm-mm. They feel like, well, it's your job. It's his job to serve you, okay? To cater to you, to give you a great customer experience. But it is not his job to pull up with your bullshit, to be talked to, be belittled, be mistreated. That is not his job, okay? And this is the crazy part. People don't realize this because y'all think sometimes people be beneath you based off their job field, right? They could be doing anything in the world, but they're serving you. Just saying, because everybody can't be entrepreneurs. Everybody cannot be business owners, okay? And even when you are trying to be an entrepreneur or be a business owner, you know that you need to make money, you got to spend money. You're going to still need a job, okay? You're going to still need a job. So I don't get it. I don't get it. Like, why are you talking to people like this? The way people, even like, remember back in the day when they had the bus man, the bus driver, and he was like, you're going to jail now. And she hit the bus driver. She was talking. She felt like because his job was to drive her around, that she was better than him, that he was less than. Whole time, bitch, you on the bus. He's not your driver. You get what I'm saying? And even if he was a driver, he's still not beneath you, bitch, because you could drove yourself. You could have got, you know what I mean? But anyways, she was treating the bus driver like that. And it's like, how could you think you beneath this person when you're on the bus? You don't have a fucking license. Or you don't have enough money to get a car. You know what I mean? Like, it just be crazy to me the way people act. So like I said, this is only part one to be a fucking lady. Okay? Be a fucking lady. All right? It's only part one, but I just wanted to talk about that just in this part one, just the surface level shit on, you know, you got to know that there's a time and place for everything. You know? We're going to get more in depth in part two, but there's a time and place for everything. And, you know, you never know who's watching. Don't involve yourself. Don't be friends with, don't date nobody who treats people who are working for them, who are doing, you know, I don't even want to say working for them. I like to say doing you a favor, because they could be anywhere in the world. They didn't have to be a waitress. They didn't have to be your driver. They didn't have to be your bus driver. They didn't have to be your janitor. They didn't have to be your house cleaner. They didn't have to be the they didn't have to be, period, point blank. Period, point blank. Anybody that's giving a service and you getting a service from them, and you think that you, because you paying them, that you better than them and you could talk to them crazy, it's crazy to me. Because they didn't have to be there. Hairstylists didn't have to do it for you, bitch. Even though sometimes I'll be wild and these damn hairstylists talking about some come pre-washed and come braided already, bitch. The fuck you doing then? The fuck, what the fuck? I'm gonna be coming here to get a service, bitch. The fuck? But the way y'all treat people. Be careful of people like that. People that treat them people like that, know they're not going to treat you right. And you know what's crazy? This woman at that restaurant that day, she had this stank-ass attitude. And you know, she did all that about the steak and stuff. Trying to be bougie, trying to make it like she got money, like she doing a big thing. But this is the bitch that came to Miami with $300. This is the bitch who couldn't even afford to even come to Miami in the beginning. This bitch was unemployed at the time and everything. But she was acting so fucking stuck up. And it's like, bitch, are you serious? Bitch, are you serious? You look well put together. You know what I mean? I thought you was a nice person. You know what I mean? But that scene, it showed me all I needed to know. It showed me all I needed to know, honey. I said, wow, she got some nerve, bitch. Okay? So what is it giving when you act like that? It's giving miserable. It's giving self-hate. It's giving broke. It's giving stank, nasty, and it's damn sure not giving ladylike. So as always, ladies, I look forward to hearing from you guys next time. Keep it clatchet. I'm international, fly with a passport, you giving licenses. Nigga, like, how could you like this bitch?
Oh, you don't like this bitch?
What's it giving? What is it giving?
What is it giving?
What is it giving?
What is it giving?
What is it giving?
What is it giving?
It's giving me ho. It's giving me slur. It's giving me broke. It's giving me poor. Yeah. But what is it giving?
What is it-